USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Donald Trump has relieved the head of the Department of Homeland Security's cybersecurity unit of his duties. Trump tweeted Tuesday that he had terminated Chris Krebs for what he called a highly inaccurate statement about the 2020 presidential election security. Krebs was the head of the DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the group charged with protecting America's elections from cyberattacks and interference. According to multiple reports, President Trump looked into a strike on Iran last week. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump asked for options on attacking Iran's main nuclear site last week, but ultimately decided against the strike, a U.S. official said on Monday. Trump made the request during a meeting on Thursday with his top national security aides. The official confirmed the accounts of the meeting in the New York Times, which reported that the advisors persuaded Trump not to go ahead with the strike because of the risk of a broader conflict.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The CEOs of Facebook and Twitter faced a grilling Tuesday from the Senate Judiciary Committee. They were called to testify on the policies their companies use for moderating content. The hearing was sparked by Twitter's refusal to allow a New York Post story about Hunter Biden to be shared. Senator Josh Hawley had a line of questioning for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg about coordination between Facebook, Twitter, and Google on what they will and will not censor. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that what he heard at Tuesday's hearing could rise to antitrust activities.
Mark Zuckerberg admitted to me under oath that, yeah, actually, Facebook censorship teams do talk to Google and Twitter. And he hastened to add that, we make our own decisions. But he admitted that, yeah, actually, they are in coordination. And the whistleblower revealed to me that, in fact, they coordinate very, very closely. I think this warrants antitrust scrutiny. And tell you what, it warrants further action by Congress. Congress is going to have to get off its backside and do something here, or these corporations are going to run America.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Pfizer is working on the immense logistical challenge of getting its coronavirus vaccine across the country. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Pfizer has launched a pilot delivery program for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in 4 states as the drug maker seeks to address distribution challenges facing its ultra-cold storage requirements. The vaccine, which has been shown to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on initial data, must be shipped and stored at negative 94 degrees, significantly below the standard for vaccines of 36 to 46 degrees. It picked Rhode Island, Texas, New Mexico, and Tennessee for the program after taking into account their differences in overall size, diversity of populations, immunity infrastructure, and the need to reach individuals in varied urban and rural settings. The 4 states will not receive vaccine doses earlier than any other states. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the NFL announced plans on Tuesday to hold a virtual Pro Bowl in January. The All-Star Game was originally scheduled to take place in Las Vegas the week before the Super Bowl, but last month the league canceled those plans that will now be replaced with a virtual Pro Bowl game. The players selected for the league All-Star teams will instead compete on the Madden 21 gridiron. The NFL says it's working with ESPN and ABC to ensure its competition is broadcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.